This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Indigenous Data Sovereignty Movement is gaining steam with the growth of AI. Indigenous members from across the world recently gathered in Tucson, Arizona to discuss how to keep control of their data. That includes Bert Dilaba, who's with an organization trying to do just that.
It was less like introducing this new concept to people and more like, we know what's going on. Here's some ideas. Let's get down to work, do something.
Ideas include having tribal nations create policies to govern data access and prevent exploitation. Dilaba says this often happens when the federal government or universities want to collect genetic data about tribes. The Colorado Avalanche had the best record in the National Hockey League this season, but Denver Post sports columnist Troy Rank says that success adds to the expectations and scrutiny on coach Jared Bednar as they search for another Stanley Cup championship.
He's done it for a decade, and the feeling is the last couple years in the postseason, the Avs have underachieved. Since they've won the Stanley Cup, the feeling is they've underachieved. Now, they are clearly the best team in hockey. They will be favored in every series they're in, so that's when expectations are different.
Bednar coached the Avs during the 2022 championship run. A bill to overhaul how the state handles job training is making its way through the legislature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
By 2032, three-quarters of Colorado job openings will require post-secondary credentials. But right now, those training programs are scattered across seven different state agencies. Speaker Julie McCluskey says her bill is the first step in fixing that. It would consolidate more than 100 disparate programs into a single one-stop shop for workers and students. The bill would create a new transition committee to handle logistics.
This is CPR News in KRCC.